But this evening, I wanted to talk about something that I thought was very applicable for Christians everywhere. And also, it's tied in with missions as well. And just wanted to give an encouragement and look at some of what the Bible says. And specifically, it's about prayer. And as Christians, we are called to pray many times throughout the scripture. I mean, prayer is an essential part of any Christian's life. And yet sometimes it can seem very difficult and somewhat distant, in that we can feel like we can't connect or somehow don't resonate completely. Like we feel like we finished praying, but nothing happened. And then you hear some of these great stories of missionary prayer warriors who they pray and things happen, and just they pray for these things and spectacular things happen. And those are really, I mean, great stories, but at the same time, they can be somewhat misleading and also discouraging, because we can think about people like George Mueller or other people who they never asked for any funds, or they really had a burden for God to do great things, and they prayed and God did spectacular things in their ministry. And we can be encouraged by seeing how God works, but at the same time, we can be discouraged because we feel ashamed about how we pray and how it makes us feel that we are somehow inadequate, that we can't pray like that. And these great things happened because there were all these people praying, and they were so fervent, so persistent, and had such a deep faith. I mean, of course God would answer them, but I'm not like that. I can't be like that. And certainly we can learn from those stories of the past, but we cannot think that their prayers necessarily had more weight before God because they had more faith or because they were more fervent. All human faith will be imperfect. And Jesus makes the point that even the smallest bit of faith, this faith as big as a mustard seed, which is very small, and that amount of faith is sufficient. So we need to remember that prayer is not about us and about us somehow strong-arming God so that we can get what we want. Prayer is about God, and it's about His answering and what He is doing. And He's not obligated to give us what we want because we are more fervent, or we have a certain level of faith, or we're a certain level of spirituality. It's about God accomplishing His will. And so we can be reminded of that, that the focus is not on us, and it's not about that we're missing out on things because we're not praying well enough. And so you just need to learn to pray better, and then God will answer all your prayers. That's not what we're going to say tonight. But having said that, there are still things that we can do that will help us pray, and I'll put quotation marks, help us pray better. And I'll explain what I mean by that. But the fact is that prayer is often difficult for us. And I think we would all recognize that in different ways, it can be a struggle to pray. We can struggle to have faith that our prayers are actually making a difference. I mean, who of us has not prayed for something again and again, and yet we don't see any physical change? We don't see anything happen. Or maybe if something does happen, we wonder if, well, would that have happened even if I hadn't prayed? So we can struggle to have the faith that our prayers are making a difference. We can struggle when we're praying to keep our minds from wandering, remembering, oh yeah, I have that email that I need to send. I have that person I need to contact. I have this task that I can't forget about again. We have a hard time keeping our minds focused. We struggle from falling into a rut when we're praying and just saying the same things can't think of something to say, so we just repeat what we said last time. And while we think about what we want to say next, and we can fall into a rut. And all those things make prayer more difficult for us. And I think we all experience that and wish that we could somehow pray that it would be easier. But we have a tool that can help us. And I'm not giving this as a magic bullet, it fixes everything, but we have a tool that can help us that's given by God to help us when we pray. And that is scripture. Because the fact is that we can pray through scripture. And this is certainly not a new concept, but it is something that I don't hear talked about all that often. So in God's word, we have many examples of specific prayers that were prayed. We have corporate prayers like Nehemiah chapter 9. He is praying over the nation and they're confessing sins. You have prayers of Moses and the prophets when they are interceding for the people. They're interceding between Israel and God and just communicating with God. And we have those prayers written down for us. Many of the Psalms are prayers. Jesus's prayer in John chapter 17 is a beautiful example of a prayer. We have Paul's prayers for the churches in many of his epistles. We have those written down. And so in God's word, we have specific prayers that were preserved and written down for us. So the question is, why were those prayers preserved for us in scripture? And it's not likely that they were written down just to give an accurate historical account. But it's most likely, and it really is the case, that those were given to us as guides and examples of Spirit-filled prayers. Those prayers were recorded for us so that we can read those prayers and we can pray through them, and we can help, those prayers can help guide our prayers when we pray. And that's not to say this is just, you know, forget what we pray and we're just going to pray through the Bible because, you know, that's the way we need to do it. So everything you've learned wrong. No, we might think the objection comes up, well, isn't prayer supposed to be from the heart? I mean, isn't it supposed to be personal, me talking with God? And if we simply read prayers written by others, is that really what God intended prayer to be like? And the answer is, I mean, you're right, which is why I'm not saying that we should simply substitute other people's words, even biblical words. We shouldn't simply substitute those for our own words. But I'm saying that God intended for us to use those prayers in scripture as a guide to help us as we learn to pray. Because prayer is something that is learned. As with many things in life, prayer needs to be learned. Prayer is a skill that needs to be developed and practiced. We can refer to prayer as simply talking with God, and certainly it is. But just as you can better learn how to speak, you can better learn how to pray. And why do I say that? Well, one, it's possible to pray wrongly. The scripture says in James chapter 4, ye ask and ye receive not because ye ask amiss. Or in Romans chapter 8, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. We need to learn to pray because it is possible to pray wrongly. Whatever that means, it's possible to pray in a wrong way. Another reason is that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. We can learn to pray better because we see an example of that, of people learning how to pray. Jesus taught his disciples to pray. In Luke chapter 11, one of the disciples asked Jesus, saying, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And then how did Jesus respond to that request? He didn't say, oh, well, John the Baptist isn't supposed to teach people how to pray. You just talk with God. That's what you're supposed to do. No, he says, Jesus told his disciples, he said, when you pray, say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And that's what we call the Lord's Prayer. He gave that as a model prayer. And I think people who have studied the Bible, we recognize that that's not a prayer intended for us to, you know, memorize and pray through it, though we can do that as well. This is not the one prayer that we need to pray, but this was given as a model and as a guide for the disciples as Jesus was teaching them how to pray. And so the fact is that the Bible shows us that we can and should learn how to pray. Prayer is a skill that needs to be developed. And so praying through scripture can help us pray, because praying isn't always easy. It's something that needs to be learned and practiced. And there are many ways to pray through scripture. Often, that can be through praying through a psalm. Many of the psalms are already written as prayers. And so you can simply read that and pray through it, adapt it to your current situation, whatever the case may be, but reading that and using that as a guide in your own prayers so that you can be using God's word and praying them back to him. So that's one way, is through a psalm. Another is, there are prayers in scripture, like I mentioned before, that are written down. We can look at those prayers and see what did godly men in the Bible, how did they pray? And we can take that and use those as a model for ourselves. And there are other passages that are just, I mean, any passage of scripture. It's teaching about a truth about God, teaching about the gospel. You can pray through that and presenting, praying God's words back up to him, and we can be meditating on those truths. We heard some of that even just this evening during the prayer. We heard some of God's truths being prayed back to him, saying, this is how you are, God. You are wonderful and you are glorious, and you have saved us and offers us salvation. Those are all biblical truths, and we're praying those truths back up to God. And so really any passage from scripture can be a model and a help to us in helping us pray. But I wanted to tonight give us some examples and focus specifically on praying through some of the prayers that are in the Bible. And I want to look at some of that, but just wanted to make that point that praying is something that is a skill that needs developed and practiced and learned, and that scripture can help us as we help guide us as we learn and we practice praying. So praying through scripture, here are some blessings that come from praying through scripture. One is that it diversifies our prayers. Prayer is like a new language. And with any new language, understanding is easier than speaking. If you've ever learned another language, you can understand people talking, but when you try to come up with the word, sometimes it can be difficult. But we can, even when we understand it, we recognize, oh, that is truth, you know, that is right. When we try to come up with the words ourselves, it can be more difficult. So this can be a prompt to broaden our spiritual language and vocabulary in that sense. So prayer is like a language in that way. And it, seeing prayers modeled for us and using, borrowing some of that terminology, that language, helps us diversify our prayers so that they can be more biblically focused, and we can have kind of that spiritual mindset and be reminded of those truths from that. Another thing is that praying through scripture helps align our will with God's will. And we look at prayers and we look at the passages of scripture where people are praying to God, and we can use those to help align our wills with what God's will is. We look at some of the prayers of Paul, and we see what does he emphasize and what does God emphasize when he's revealing truth about himself. What is the primary emphasis? What is the major point, and what are more the minor points? Because sometimes when we're wanting to pray for somebody, we might have one or two specific requests that are given, but after that, we're not really sure where to go or what to pray for. But when we have studied scriptures and we're looking at scriptural prayers, we can be reminded, well, here are some things that Paul prayed for the early churches, or here are some things that the Psalms are praying, all of these things. We're reminded of various prayer requests and emphases that are there that we can also take and pray as well. Even though it may not have been a specific request, it's something that's applicable for anybody. So after you pray through those one or two requests that you know about, you can keep going and praying for the things that God has prioritized and those things that are needed. Something else that helps is sometimes when we're praying, and I'm thinking specifically of missionaries, if they're giving requests, it can be hard sometimes for a missionary or anybody really to ask for prayer on some things that are private, because you really wouldn't want, some things you just don't need to be shared publicly, but you would appreciate prayers about them. And so when we use biblical prayers to help model for us and give us a guide, we can pray for things that we wouldn't necessarily think of if we were just going off of what somebody had asked for prayer about. So those are just some of the blessings that come from prayer. Just the fact that it can help diversify our prayers, helps us align our will with God's will, and that it really points us back to God and who he is, helps us know and understand him better when we're really focused on his word and using that as a guide. And those are some real blessings that we can get from this. And this is not to say that this is the prayer hack that you needed to know in order to get all your prayers answered. That if you pray scripture, your prayers instantly will become guaranteed and you will always get what you ask for. That's not the way it is, because our spirit always should be as Christ's spirit, saying, not my will, but thine be done. Not that we have to say that phrase every time, but that is how our spirit is, focusing on God and his will and not on ourselves. But taking this and praying through scripture can be an excellent way for us to really align our desires and priorities with God and his desires and priorities. It can help us major on the majors, what God considers major, and minor on the minors, what are not as important. As we read and meditate and pray God's words, they help us consider these words that were written and preserved for us. So I've talked a lot about praying through scripture and using scripture in our prayers, but I haven't shown what that looks like. And I do not try to hold myself up as a model of doing this, but I did want to take the chance to do a little bit of it, because I know for myself, I appreciate seeing something done. If somebody tells me about how to do something, it's helpful to see that being done as well. So if you can, I would encourage you to turn to Colossians chapter one, and I'm going to pray through a section in verses 9 through 12, Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 12. And you can look at that and kind of follow along and see how I am praying. But specifically, I am using God's word to help guide my prayers. And on Sunday, I have a couple handouts that I'll be bringing that are kind of like a primer for this, just to give a little bit of direction. And it's specifically with a missions focus, because I am taking some prayer requests that Paul gives for himself as a missionary, and then also some prayers that Paul prayed for some of the church plants, and taking those requests and saying that, hey, you can use those and pray those for your missionaries and for other church plants. So come in on Sunday and I'll have some handouts for you that are kind of just a primer for that, to kind of prime the pump, as it were, to help you think about and kind of visualize what this is. But I want to pray through, as I said, going back to Colossians chapter 1, I'm going to pray through verses 9 through 12, and you can follow along and see what does, or 9 through 13, and you can follow along and see just how I'm using that prayer. This is one of Paul's prayers for the churches. So he's praying for the church there in Colossians, and how I use that to guide my prayers. So, gonna go ahead and pray. We can pray together, and you can follow along and try to see how it's guiding. Dear Lord, thank you so much that you are a wonderful God. Thank you for your mercy for us. Thank you for just your wonderful promises in your word that you do hear and you answer our prayers. We thank you so much for the many people who are faithful in prayer. Thank you for the saints across the globe who are coming to you consistently. We need your help in order to help us to not cease praying, but to be faithful in prayer. We ask, Lord, that you would help us, help this church, help West Hills Baptist Church, that the members here, that they would be filled with the knowledge of your will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. There are so many situations in life that we face where we do not know what is right. We look into our own depth of understanding and we fall short because we recognize that we need your spirit. We need knowledge that comes from you. We need spiritual wisdom and understanding. And that is something that we can't get ourselves, but we need you to supply it for us. And so we ask for all the members here, everyone who attends, that you would really fill them with the knowledge of your will. Help them all to understand and know what your desire is for our lives. Help all of us who are here tonight and then gathering on Sunday, that we would be filled with this wisdom and understanding that comes from you alone. And we ask so that we can do this. We can make godly decisions that are wise and knowing what is your will, so that we can walk in a manner that is worthy of your calling, so that we can make choices and decisions that are worthy of praise. Help us to walk in a godly way, to be fully pleasing to you, that we would be bearing fruit in every good work, and that we would be increasing in the knowledge of you. Help us to be fruitful when we are ministering the gospel. For those who are preaching your word, help us to be able to share truth in a good way, in a clear way. Help those who witness this coming week, that you would help them bear fruit, that the gospel seed that is planted, that it would take root and that it would grow. We need you to accomplish those things. And help us to increase in our understanding of who you are, so that we can marvel at your character, and so that we can trust you more, knowing about how great you are and how mighty and powerful, and just the depths of your wisdom and understanding. Help use all of that so that we can trust you more, and that you would guide us through that to glorify you and to praise you because we know you more. Help us to be strengthened with all power. We see this world around us, and there are so many sinful influences and struggles that we face, that all of us go through as Christians, living as aliens in a dark world. Help us be strengthened with all power according to your glorious might. Help us to be able to overcome sin with your might, because we cannot do it in ourselves. We need power that comes from you. Give us endurance and patience with joy, so that when we are faced with sin and temptation, that we would be able to endure, and that we would be able to look at truth and what is right, and that we would be able to rejoice in that, that you would help us desire and rejoice in what is good, in what is your will, even when the distractions and temptations of the world to us can look desirable. Help give us the endurance and patience to strive for what is best, and that we would be joy-filled as we go after that, as we pursue that. Help us give thanks to you. Help us to not look to ourselves, but be thankful for what you have done in us. Thank you that you have qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints of light. Thank you that you are the one who has washed us and redeemed us and qualified us to have an inheritance as your children. We give thanks to you because we recognize we could not do this ourselves. We did not cleanse ourselves. We did not suffer for our own sins, but Jesus Christ came, lived for us, died for us, and it is based on his righteousness that we can have this inheritance. And we pray, we thank you, Lord, Father, that you are the one who has accomplished that in our lives. Thank you that you have delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of Jesus Christ. It is such a wonderful truth and just, it's such a wonderful, glorious thing to be reminded of, that you have delivered us from the domain of darkness. Help us to love Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins. Help us be reminded of where our redemption comes from. It's not from ourselves, not from anything we have done, but it's from Jesus Christ and his forgiveness of our sins because of his death, burial, and resurrection. Thank you so much for that wonderful gift that you give us. Help us to not forsake that, not to live unworthy of that calling. And help us to glorify you. Help use this truth to remind us that we need you, and that we need to reflect Jesus Christ. And help us to desire that, and help us to fulfill that as we try to live out our lives as Christians. We thank you, Lord, for your word that you've given for us that we can use to guide us and to help us grow so that we can be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Thank you for what you have revealed to us. Please help us as we continue to struggle with the flesh, but we ask that you would help us minister to us in our weakness. And specifically here as we pray, help us to be able to be spiritually minded as we pray. And we do ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I hope you were able to kind of follow along and see just how I was able to use a lot of the language that is in that prayer. There's a lot that is there. And like I said, I'm not claiming to be the perfect model of this, but for me, it's helpful to see somebody else do it. So I wanted to just do it a little bit for you to see that. But take this. Like I said, I have a handout on Sunday that goes through some other prayers and just gives just really like bullet points from some of the requests that are there. But if you want to write down some of those that I have found especially beneficial, and I'm working on trying to memorize some of them just because they have been a blessing for me, I would say you can write down Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. That is a prayer that has been a wonderful blessing for me. And then also Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through 19. That is another prayer that Paul prays or tells the church there in Ephesus about what he has been praying for them. So Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, and Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through 19. Those are two ones that I found to be a blessing that you can look up and you can try praying through some of those. But there are others in some of the epistles. Keep an eye out. Look for passages where Paul talks about what he has been praying for the church, or when he asks for prayer, what is he asking for prayer for? Because there are many times when we ask for prayer, it might give the wrong impression if we're asking for something. Like, we probably aren't going to say, if people are asking for prayer, you probably won't say, pray for me that I would love my family, because sometimes it can be really hard. But even if you have a good relationship with your family, we can always use help in demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. And which is why in that prayer in Philippians, like I said, in verse 9, he says he's praying that your love may abound more and more. And that's something that we all need. We all need to have more and more love. So sometimes it can help us pray for things that wouldn't normally be asked for, even though those are great spiritual needs that we have. But if we ask for them, it might give the wrong impression and just wanted to give that. So finally, is what I'm saying is just take this and use this. But like I said, it's not a prayer hack and suddenly all your prayers are answered, but it is just a tool that God has given to us in His Holy Scriptures. And it's another means of helping us grow as we practice praying to Him. And then finally, just the main point is God throughout the Word, He just says, come, ask. We should never feel like we're coming to a God who doesn't want to hear or who is reluctant and is like, oh no, He's coming again. He's sinned again and He's coming again for forgiveness. God wants us to come. He entreats us to come. Don't think that He is like us, where it's hard for us to keep forgiving again and again, or somebody asks us for something again and again, and it can get annoying. But God wants to hear from His children. So even if you take nothing else and you can't find scripture to pray for, you think, oh, I'm just going to pray, it's going to be the same thing again. And that's not what we're not supposed to do. And I don't have my Bible with me, so I can't look up some scripture to pray for. If you take nothing else away, remember, God wants us to come to Him. And He is not like us, who gets annoyed with us. He's not like us, where we get annoyed with other people when they ask for the same things and they come to us. He wants us to come. So if nothing else, just main message is come. And you can use the scripture to help you, but just come and pray.